Okay, 3, 2.
3, 2, hit it!
It's time to double down with Max and Stacy on Sputnik Radio. Coming up on the show, we talk to Alec Kanani of the Satoshi Center in Botswana. But first, as always, it's time to hear from Stacy with the hottest headlines of the day.
Max, we have some very hot headlines. First, I want to say that hyperinflation is back in the news. Not only do we have it in Venezuela and bordering on it in Argentina, but Zimbabwe has now joined the crowd. It's, of course, a country which has had hyperinflation in the past, and then they basically got rid of their currency and allowed anybody to use whatever currency they want. And then just last month, they banned the US dollar as use in transactions. And now inflation is at 175% per month. So we have currency volatility on the horizon. And this is a really hot story, so hot it's on fire. Angry mob burns down home of suspected Bitcoin swindler. So this is in South Africa, and a guy who reportedly operated a thing called Bitcoin wallets, a scheme which promised investors 100% return on their investment after 15 days. Well, it was just a simple Ponzi scheme and everybody lost their money. It was people who were lining up to give him dollars or cash anyway, and fiat cash. And he never actually bought Bitcoin and stole all their money. And now they burned down his home. So this is kind of a lesson on, you know, Bitcoin is back in the news. Crypto is back in the news. And the scams do pop up again.
Oh, yeah. Well, the flesh is weak. You know, people, particularly governments, can't resist printing money. So you end up with hyperinflation. No paper money has ever survived. Ever, ever, ever. In 300 years. Because it's all a Ponzi scheme, whether it's the U.S. dollar or a South African Ponzi scheme. They are identical, whether it's Medicaid or whether it's BitConnect. It's a Ponzi scheme. That's man's nature. Institutions have evolved over thousands of years to try to keep man and woman focused on self-sovereignty, but it's come to naught. Until Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the spine that brings humanity back to individual sovereignty. How do you like that for a little speech?
That was an amazing speech. And I think it's now time to go from there to Botswana because, you know, Africa is really the home of the first, not only humans, but the first store of value. I think those two go hand in hand that, of course, the store of value that was gold for 5,000 years would hail from Africa. Now it's Bitcoin. So we're going to, this is the newest, hardest money of all. And we're going to talk to Alec Kanani of Satoshi Center in Botswana, which has been operating since 2014. So she's a pretty OG in the Bitcoin space. Alec Kanani, I want to ask you about the Satoshi Center, which provides all sorts of education on Bitcoin and Lightning Network and other second layer solutions to financial problems. What about this situation of the nonstop scams? Is that something you encounter there in Botswana and having to educate people on the fact that no matter what, whether it's Bitcoin, gold, or fiat, you know, getting 100% returns in 15 days is certain to lose you your money?
Oh, yes. Scams are the thing here in Africa. Like, because of the poverty that is existing, or people have lost belief or trust in their local currency, and they think that these scams are there to remove them from the problems that they are in without actually seeing that they are getting even more deeper into trouble. One of the things that we face at the center is, you know, the challenges that we meet from the scammers or the people who are running Ponzi schemes. People will be coming to us because they want to join a certain mining or money doubler that is coming in the name of Bitcoin, and they'll be coming to us and say, please advise us on this thing. And we'll tell them straight to their face that we don't do that. We don't involve in any scam or in any Ponzi scheme. We are core Bitcoin education. We are onto education. We educate you on the real Bitcoin, not what all these things that is happening. Like you heard the story that is happening in South Africa, where this guy has been getting a lot of money from people in running something called Bitcoin wallet. And for people to actually believe that something is called Bitcoin wallet. It just shows how much lack of understanding and how much lack of knowledge exists in Africa, and how much we still need to do a lot of education as the Satoshi Center. Actually, during this weekend on Saturday, I was in Pretoria and they were having a Bitcoin education, a chilling session with some people in Pretoria North. And what I learned is that a lot of people don't actually know what Bitcoin is. They're simply joining the scheme and they think that they're joining Bitcoin. You know, you'll be hearing stories of, you know, Bitcoin disappeared last year with people's money. You know, those statements, they just show you that people are still far from understanding. So a lot of education needs to be done. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, the world is awash in cynicism because of all of our institutions have broken down due to printing money, fiat money. Now, talking about the media, it's in Botswana, in South Africa, in Africa. How does the media, local media and broader media, do they cover Bitcoin at all? And do if they do, how do they cover it, Alakanani?
Yes, they do, on both on radio and on paper. Last year, I managed to do an interview on radio twice in a year. And I also appeared in some papers, in some newspapers in Botswana, where I was talking about Bitcoin. And also, you know, these people that are doing scams, they are quite smart. So what they do is they will also get a slot on radio. And when they go there to present, they're going to be talking about Bitcoin, like what is Bitcoin and all that, you know, trying to draw as many people as they can on the radio. So they'll be presenting on Bitcoin. They'll be telling you that they're doing Bitcoin and Bitcoin education and all the stuff. And then when the people go to their meeting, they go there and show their true colors, that, you know, what they're doing there on radio is different from what actually, why they wanted to do the presentation. They'll be doing the presentation on radio so that the people can go to their meeting. And then at their meeting, they'll start selling them the Ponzi schemes. So that is why we found that Satoshi Center and other people are always in conflict, because we will come and tell people that don't put your money into schemes. So they feel like we are more of a threat because we're trying to pull people away from joining the schemes.
Well, you know, speaking of schemes, the fact that I pointed out at the top of the show that the Zimbabwe's currency is hyperinflating at 175% a month, in that sort of environment, when you're telling people you can get 100% returns in 15 days and half a month, well, you know, we're in a topsy-turvy sort of world. But I want to talk about the fact that there is the distribution situation in Bitcoin, in that there are a lot of huge whales, and it is not easy to operate an actual Ponzi scheme with Bitcoin. You can't print it. So a lot of people come up with all these altcoins and, you know, other scam coins. So how do you in Africa, as I said also at the top of the show, you have gold there. You had a lot of gold and you sent it all overseas. You know, it's in the hands of Russia, China, the US, Germany, France, Italy. So they have all the gold. India has all the gold. How do you draw in this hardest store of value ever created, which is Bitcoin? How do you bring it in to Africa? How do you earn it there? Because that's the only way to get it, is you have to earn it or buy it. And you know, what are you doing there? It must be difficult because there are so many of these so-called free coins, all these tokens, all these altcoins that seem like it's just easier. But in fact, how do you get Bitcoin into Africa?
It's quite hard, honestly speaking. Like in Botswana, we don't have an exchange, for example, where you can go and say, let me go and buy myself some Bitcoins on an exchange. So it's either maybe you call someone you know who has got Bitcoin, and if you want to buy, then you can buy. Or for some, like I've taught some developers, some that are able to work online, you know, where they can be able to do that, their technology stuff, and they receive payments in Bitcoins. But in general, we actually don't have a place where you can say, let me go and get some Bitcoins. So it's quite hard. For me, you know, sometimes it's when people are doing some fundraisers and they're able to help me, then I can get Bitcoin. Or somebody asked me to go and teach people about Bitcoin. For example, the activity on Saturday that I was doing in Pretoria, somebody funded me to say, get the money, fly to South Africa and go and teach people about Bitcoin so that they can understand what Bitcoin is about. So the ways of getting Bitcoins are like really, really, really slim, especially in Botswana. And I do believe in other countries also where there are no exchanges, they're experiencing the same problem. That is why, you know, people, the scammers will be coming up with this kind of schemes to say, you know, give us your pula, then we'll give you some Bitcoin and stuff. So it's still a challenge, though. It's still a challenge, yeah.
All right. So, Alkanani, you were recently asked to participate in a United Nations-sponsored event on distributed ledger technology in Botswana. What sort of information was discussed?
The event that was happening was an entrepreneurship policy hack. That's what was happening. We're drawing a policy for entrepreneurs. So definitely one of the things that we tried to discuss during the hack was decentralization. So I was very impressed that I had one of the people from the Ministry of Trade. I was mentioning that they're looking at the blockchain. So I never got a really deeper, and I never really got into a deeper conversation with him as to what exactly are they trying to do in the ministry with blockchain and stuff, and how they look at cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin especially. So I never really got that chance to do that. So it was a hack. So we're touching a lot of topics. So the whole idea was to draw an entrepreneurship policy. So definitely, because I'm representing decentralization and Bitcoin, so I came up with those ideas, even though some of them were not really implemented on the policy. But you could see that a lot of people are interested in decentralization, especially the young entrepreneurs, because a lot of us were called for that entrepreneurship were younger people. It was not very old people who were there. So you could see a lot of people are interested in change. And the people that I had a discussion with, you know, they were very super stoked about Bitcoin and trying to understand, you know, the issue of decentralization and all that. So I think it was a beautiful session for me. Yeah, it was a beautiful session.
Now let's talk about Honey Badgers, because Honey Badger is the mascot for Bitcoin, and Botswana is home of the Honey Badger. It's the mascot for Satoshi Center. And, you know, Max and I have run a fundraiser, helped you raise about, a quarter of a Bitcoin recently, and to reopen the Satoshi Center, get that started again, bring the education that is needed there. And we're also thinking of heading over to Botswana in the next year and to go on a honey badger safari. Botswana is actually one of the best places for seeing honey badgers, but also for safaris, because it does severely limit in order to protect the environment. And you have loads of elephants, loads of wild dogs, loads of lions, and honey badgers. So if we were able to go there and go on a safari for honey badgers and go look for them for the Bitcoin community, what would you do with the funds raised? What do you look forward to in the next year or two or three or four for the Satoshi Center in Gaborone, Botswana?
For me, right now, I'm so much into Bitcoin and Lightning. So if I can be able to set a lab, you know, with everything that is to do with Bitcoin and Lightning, that would be amazing. You know, put anything, you know, the resources that people can be able to come, whether they're coming from South Africa or coming from neighboring countries, to come to Satoshi Center, to come and see all the developments that are happening in Bitcoin and with Lightning and all the side chains. For me, that would be really, really, really good. I mean, I want to be able to set a lab, such a lab. You know, when you call something a lab, people should be able to come and really see that it is a lab. You know, it should not only be about, you know, the center where people can come and receive the education that I'm offering, but it should even be more technical, you know, have more engineers, you know, exploring the Bitcoin. You know, I believe Bitcoin is the core, the soul of decentralization, is the soul of, you know, eliminating the government, I'll say that, and their fiat money. If we are able to have a place where it is a center of getting all the education, getting all the resources about Bitcoin, that should be Satoshi Center. So that's my vision. Have the biggest lab. We've got labs where people are doing, you know, medicine and all that, but this one should be a lab for Bitcoin.
All right, that's it for this episode of Double Down with me, Max Kaiser, and Stacey Herbert on Sputnik Radio. I'd like to thank our guest, Alkanani of the Satoshi Center in Botswana. Wow, cool. Until next week, bye, y'all.